Hey, how's it going? This is John. This is my first episode. I wanted to start off by just saying that with this first episode, I have had this question quite a bit lately. People asking me how I maintain stability of my bipolar disorder during this whole COVID pandemic. So I thought I would just share with you guys some things that I'm doing that have been helping me out. And if you do these, awesome. If not, I highly suggest you do. I think the ideas that I use are pretty basic, and there's stuff that you've heard before, I'm sure. But I think it's important to drive them home now, because I think more than ever, they will help you the most right now during this time of stress and uncertainty and so forth. So with that, the first thing that I've been doing is I just maintain my medication schedule. So morning, afternoon, and night, I take my medications. I take them at the same time, and I don't falter. I have contacted my doctor a few times, and luckily for me, she has a virtual, you know, I can connect with her virtually through Zoom, or I can email her as well. I've always talked about on my blog that as the foundation of my whole treatment plan. But I think we also need to remember that therapy is the other as well of the medical model. So I don't know if you have a therapist, hopefully they've contacted you and you know how to get in touch with them. Like my doctor, my therapist uses Zoom to keep in touch with me. I also use my my email, and I can call as well if I need to do that. So I just maintain the medical model approach to my treatment. I also, exercise has always been key for me. It's been huge. Even if it's just walking around the apartment, that I have a 2-bedroom apartment here, even if I just need to do that, that helps clear my mind. And if I can do that for 5 or 10 minutes, do that a few times during the day, I feel great. So the thing is, though, for me personally, I also have to lift weights. For some reason, lifting weights I've been most successful with my exercise when I utilize weightlifting. So in my corner of my apartment, of one of the little rooms, I have a setup where I have a fold-up bench, some adjustable dumbbells, and I even have a fold-up stationary bike, along with a pull-up bar and one of those massage rollers as well. So I can still get my workout in lifting at home. So just in case everybody out there who's wondering, well, gosh, you know, they're talking about exercise, but there's no way that I can. If you guys have access to a computer, which I'm sure most of you do, or a smartphone, you can order these things pretty cheap off or online, you know, at some of the big stores. So I'd recommend that if you're looking for something. And if you don't like to lift weights, find a fold-up bike or find a fold-up treadmill. Or, you know, if you like to, I mean, you can even get one of those little trampoline things inside and do that. Or if you like to use stretch bands or even DVDs, at-home DVD workouts. Just some ideas. The other thing that I try to do is, I have to do it. I get up at the same time each day and go to bed at the same time each night. Sometimes in the morning, I know I said I have to do it, but I do have a 6-year-old son who, you know, kind of changes that wake up time sometimes, but I just do the best I can. And I try not to, you know, obsess over it to the point where it makes me stressed if I don't. because that's another thing. I found that routine and following a schedule is key, but you don't want to get to the point where it's obsessive, where if I don't follow through, then that just ruins everything. Because then it comes out, like my thinking becomes so disastrous, you know, that catastrophic thinking, I think they say. So the sleep is another thing. Watching what I eat is another. It's so easy being at home with being completely bored and, you know, not feeling like you have much to do and you can't get outside and so forth. It's easy just to go to the cupboard and grab something. But my family and I, we've decided the best thing for us is just not to even bring it home from the store. So then it's not even a question. It's like, well, if it's not there, you can't eat it, right? And that goes on to hydration. Hydration, make sure you're drinking throughout the day. If you do get bored and you find yourself going to the cupboard, go to the fridge and grab your water and start drinking that. I think that's a lot better than, you know, getting a snack and overeating or whatnot. But again, these are just, you know, I'm hoping these ideas you follow already, but if not, you're hearing them again and it'll spark you to be like your interest to follow through and actually do them. Because I found that the basics in terms of how you survive and how you live are instrumental in improving your overall mental health. These simple things. See, I had somebody one time tell me, oh gosh, those are just boring suggestions. Everybody knows to do that. Well, if you look at everybody, do you see everybody doing those? Just because somebody knows something is good or not doesn't mean they're going to follow through that way. So it's just something to think about. Because the other thing too is you don't want to stress at home, especially right now. It's hard to get out. I have to get outside, I used to say, every day. And it's been a struggle for me because I do like to get outside. I am able to get out on the balcony and I'm able to, you know, breathe in the fresh air, you know, 5 or 10 minutes or whatnot. But I just can't risk it going out like I used to right now. And finally, this might seem a little weird, but the social interaction, I know they're saying social distancing, which I don't like that term anyways. I like the term physical distancing because we're already quarantined and trying to isolate ourselves from everybody else. And then saying that we have to distance ourselves, I think it just adds another mental block for us, a kind of a barrier. So I like just to say or to see it as social or physical distancing. But what you can do, and I've been doing this a lot, is I contact family and friends every day through Zoom and Skype. And I'm sure I'm hoping you all are able to do that. If not, social media, contacting people that way, chatting wherever you can. I think more than ever now, we need to do those things because it's easy to feel disconnected from humanity when we don't really feel like we are. So anyways, I hope these ideas help you or at least give you an idea to, or, you know, an inspiration to get started and get rolling again. So anyways, you all take care. Bye-bye.